We all know about racial tropes, do we not? Racist tropes. You ever heard of that? Where people sit up there and try to use things to intimate something else of a racially insensitive nature. So black folks with the president and fried chicken ain't the greatest. Look, that's number one. Number two, President Biden, respectfully, I gotta ask you this question. What the hell are you doing eating fried chicken? You're 81. What 81 you know is munching on fried chicken? You ain't been in the greatest health in a lot of people's eyes, you know. So eating some fried chicken ain't the greatest look. Thirdly, y'all knew Fox News and other networks jumped on that, right? And they talked about how he's trying to appeal with the black vote to go get fried chicken. They made the connection, right? Y'all would have a problem with Fox News and Jesse Waters bringing something like that up. I have a problem with the president.
A little bit of the rant of Stephen A. Smith. He does it every day, multiple times a day. But I did bring this up 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you guys did it. And Tyrus, thanks so much for being here. I don't know if you guys did it on Gutfeld or you did it on your Outkick show. But I couldn't believe it. I thought I misheard it.
No, I appreciate all the plugs, B, and that's why you're my favorite. Thank you. I didn't talk about it in my book either, which is available. no, you know what? Greg did not have your foresight on this.
He did not.
He spent so much time attacking you.
And every night, it seems.
You and Waters. He's really angry at Waters. I wonder if you two ever just got together and just pull him aside and give him a talking
but
to.
But we are both two of the most handsome people in America.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's true. With the exception of that beautiful light-skinned guy. So, listen, Stephen A. makes great points. Like, the Democratic Party is that dumb. They are that simple. Like, this is that corn pop 101 that we are all just the
I'll
stereotypes.
I'll sit down with a black family.
And eat fried chicken at 80 years old. We don't even eat fried chicken anymore.
But Allison just said to me, make sure I point out to you that he had a hamburger.
Yeah, of course he did. Oh. Of course he did.
Wait, is that what he said? Okay, listen, cut 39.
Well, I mean, you got chicken fingers, you got the whole deal. I went the route of making sure I had a hamburger.
See, they warned him. They warned him. So what is – oh, this is what's happening. Our dear, poor, sweet president is now repeating the instructions that he's been given in the back. He's getting him confused with the script they gave him. Oh, man.
This is getting
worse,
man.
Give that little sweetheart a nap.
But you know what happened is
– he's telling the thing. They're like, listen, whatever you do, do not touch the chicken. Eat the hamburger.
Right.
We don't want an international incident. You don't want to steal their culture. This is the most racist shit I've ever heard in my entire life, and I've seen it all and done it all. Like, this is I would put this in Blazing Saddles too. This is a scene that I would put in Blazing Saddles too. Whatever you do when you go out there.
By the way, are we allowed to watch Blazing Saddles?
I am.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm a 1099 baby. I'll show up somewhere.
All right, so it's interesting. By the way, will you call Gutfeld in the break and tell him to put it on the show tonight, even though it's 3 weeks old?
Yeah, I would in a second. But here's the thing. I've been fighting. I am of the Morgan Freeman school of thought.
Which
for
is?
Black History Month. That, no, absolutely not. I don't want it. February, by the way, is the worst month. Not the fact that it's just the shortest. Weather-wise, it's one of the worst.
It's
cold everywhere.
Yeah.
You have good
news. It's even cold in Florida.
Yeah, it's like it's cold, it's wet, but not enough for snow. It's like it's just the worst month. Like, if you would have gave us September, I might have been cool with it. But, like, yeah, not one. And this is America. You cannot designate one month to one group because we did this whole thing with our sleeves rolled up together. And my history will not be condensed down to one month.
Thank you.
It wasn't February where we were like, hey, peanut butter, cotton gin. And started dropping all our inventions. We only work in February. Like, that in itself is racist. So,
well, how about the fact – and veterans get one day.
Yeah. No, it should be every day. But, we missed it because Greg, you know, I mess with him all the time. So every time he said something, I'm like, yo, it's Black History Month. You
really gotta go there? okay, couple of things.
Why do you always stand when I come on?
Do I?
With your hands on your head. It's like a defense. We're friends here, man. Sit. Like, we're good.
Does it intimidate?
I can still punch the top of your head and sit down. Yeah, like, relax, man. We're all friends here. I'm not. I say the same thing every time he attacks you. Why?
Right.
Why? B is the guy. He's the man.
Thank you.
Like, I don't understand it. Is it just because you have more street cred than Greg? Is that what it is? Because you're a boots on the ground guy. You're not just a pretty face in a suit.
Right.
You've been in the stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jim Brown was a friend. That's enough said. Right.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Greg doesn't have that.
Right. Couple of things. I don't know. Allison, does he stick up for me? Because you watch Gutfeld every night.
I do the same thing.
You do?
I throw my hands up and say, why? And I say, B is a friend of mine. Okay. Like, I don't know why you do it. I don't stick up for Jesse.
All right. So let's talk about the whole reason they did this is because the president's gotten, in some polls, up to 20% of the black vote. You know, that's why they're doing it. Yeah, because Romney got 8.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
McCain got 9.
Yeah. And, you know what's funny? You mentioned John McCain, rest his soul. But, you know, I miss the John McCain, Barack Obama campaigns because it was classy. It didn't matter which way it went, honestly. Both guys would have been fine as far as, like, you're not going to always get what you want when you're elected. Like, sometimes your side doesn't win, and that's a part of life. But you don't want the side
to
be so
unbearable. You got to go back to that.
Yeah, but there was that great moment, I think Obama would have got it anyways. But that woman threw that lob up there calling him a Muslim terrorist and McCain said, nope, he's a good man.
Actually, Eric has it.
Yeah, roll it.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues.
If we could get back to that, that's the thing. And when you say the black vote, it insults me because I don't get a black paycheck that I have to break up amongst us when we get paid.
Yeah.
We're not a group. We're all individuals. And that's what, because that's the very fabric of America is about individual achievement. It's about an opportunity to go from living in a shack to owning a 3-story house in the middle of Louisiana. Like, that is the American story, and you have to get there. No one's going to do it for you. There is no group that's going to say, hey, Tyrus, your grades are down. Don't worry, we're going to go to school for you. Don't worry, Black America's got your back.
Wait a second.
They can't, you know, like, and then I'm going to take it, and then my homie's going to finish it for me. It's an individual. When they say that, is the lack of vision because they want to group us. They want to convince us that we have to vote a certain way.
There's no referee in life. So
no,
that was unfair.
Not.
That guy
as
was offside.
As you want one,
there's no way
we could use one.
Right, we could.
It'd be a lot. Well, no, we wouldn't get one taping of Jeff Hill. It'd be so many offsides and false starts.
Right, but the thing is, too, is you want equal opportunity. You don't want equal outcomes. It's no fun.
No.
If you told me I'm going to win regardless, no offense to wrestling, which I know that's a little bit of an anomaly.
Okay, yeah. Tread the waters here.
But, you know, with wrestling, you know that. I mean, that's one thing. But I'm not saying you're not athletes. But we know the outcome.
You know what? You might want to stand up.
I want to stand up again.
You're crossing some serious lines here. You're a habitual line stepper.
You know,
listen, simulated combat is simulated combat, bro. There might be a pin finish, but it's all fight to get there.
I understand.
I'm not walking with this cane right now because I was tap dancing.
But you did. You pulled a mod. What'd you pull?
I pulled my T-band deadlifting a small house. But
why would you? Why are you still going for? Shouldn't you be, when you retire, not going for the heaviest weights anymore?
See, here's the thing about wrestling. It's never over. And when
you can always come back.
You can always come back. But you don't come back unless you can. Now, I'm not thinking about it right now. But you have to train for tomorrow. And I'm not training. Now I'm training my ass off because I need to be able to run around and move watching my kids and their soccer games and their baseball games.
You have a soccer player?
Oh, yes. My daughter, her nickname is Thunderfoot. And she does not.
You know Rodman's. Yeah. Rodman's daughter is on the national team.
Yeah. No, my daughter is. She's 9 and she's on a travel team. She's doing her thing. My son
in New Orleans,
in Mandeville. My son, so see, he's on like 4 travel team baseball. He's leading the league in RBIs. He's the what we call him, Kakarot.
How old is he?
He's 12 and he's 6'2". Wow. First baseman, switch hitter.
Is he bigger than
left.
You were at that age?
Yeah, a little bit, but he's kinder than me. He doesn't. My son is. He's grown up the right way. He's got an amazing.
Well,
his grandfather's actually being featured this week on the Dark Side of Wrestling, Haku, where his euphoric laugh was all over the internet yesterday. But you know, he's from a wrestling family. But
your thing was, you weren't mean. You were beat up a lot. You got mean.
Yeah, but I got mean. I got aggressive and. It's cool because none of my kids know that life. And I have to catch myself when I'm teaching them because my teachings come from that life. So I had to educate myself on how to be a civilized human being because talking to my kids the way I was growing up or the way I look at things doesn't connect. So it was a tough.
You know, too interesting.
Being a dad, learning to be a dad is on the job is tough.
So this Abigail Schreier, you would love to have her on. She wrote this book about basically how therapy is killing these kids. People getting in touch with their feelings and going. And what happens is these kids have no freedom They don't walk to school. They find it. People want to ask them how they feel. Doesn't mean you have to go, you know, join a gang. But the bad times that you go through make you a better person, provides resilience for later in life.
The reason why they go to the gangs or the reason why it's not just gangs, it's other things, why they turn to other people is because they're looking for it. And unfortunately, they're getting it artificially on social media. They get the fake love. They get catfished. They get told they're great. If they put a filter on, they can look pretty. Like and they get amassed in it. Then they step out in the real world, and people remind them of who they really are, and they spend all day on a device pretending right. to be something else. So the reality, and then you have someone who reinforces you are what you think you are on your little
right.
social media and your little avatar maker, opposed to working on who you are. Go outside and play. Get a scrape on your knee. Like, as a parent,
let him.
Let him. And I do it all the time. And I've even literally put my arm out to stop mom from running in. I'm like, no, they need to. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. And guess what? And then when it gets to the point where you need to step in and separate them and be like, all right, what did we learn?
Two stories. I hope the Hasselbecks don't mind me saying this, but when Elizabeth started hosting with us, she said, why don't you come out? Yeah, why don't you come out and visit? And I go, okay. Beautiful. Greenwich, Connecticut is per capita the richest place
nice
in the country.
Yeah.
They have two boys that are full contact, right? They had like four fights while we were playing soccer and baseball with them in front of them, and no one even moved to take them apart.
No, because that's parenting.
And then after a while, it's like, listen, Tim walked over and just grabbed one out.
Snatch him up.
Like, all of a sudden, this guy beat the other one inside. The other guy gave him a horse collar. And I'm going, wow, that's interesting. You might be in Greenwich, Connecticut, but they grew up as Hasselbecks. But their dad was an NFL player.
Yes.
And he said, me and my brothers beat the hell out of each other, Matt and Tim.
Me and my brother didn't beat the hell. It was pretty one-sided.
He didn't get as big as you, right?
He didn't get, no, and or quick or strong. He did have a moment, though, where he caught me, and we were playing Madden, and his favorite player was Dan Marino. And I was playing with the Giants, and Lawrence Taylor picked off his pass, and I did the zigzag to run out the clock. And before I could cross the end zone, the Sega was in my face.
Brad, get out of here. Busting
my lip, yeah. I think I wrote about my book. Yeah, it was in my book.
Yeah, that's right.
And I dragged his ass. My mom was like, do not get the blood.
Never
in
again. House.
Take it outside. Take it out. Just didn't even, smoking a cigarette, reading the newspaper. Take him outside. Do not bleed in this house.
That's it.
I'm done with you guys. Fight it out. And we get outside, and that was the first time that my mother didn't stop it. And my brother's entire defense changed. He suddenly was like, oh, I would never, please, not in the face. And that was the only thing we agreed to is not in the face. So
younger or older?
Younger. So I punched him in the stomach.
So it is kind of normal it's hard if when you're the
you have to game. You have to educate aggression when they're babies, because if you don't, men become the monsters, because that's what's the most dangerous thing in this country is men. And when especially men without fathers or directions or people who have taught them how to deal with their aggression, because – I know everyone doesn't know what it. Men are born with testosterone,
right?
And if you look in the animal world, what happens with uncontrolled animals with test males are dangerous, more dangerous than anything else. And it's the same thing in this country. Is like that you have to teach them young the responsibility, the power that is to be a man. Whether you're a gut filled height guy, you know, not a big guy like us, you're still a man. You're still dangerous.
But do we agree that
you're educated, and we understand, we have common sense, and we were raised right.
But white men are the worst. Do we agree?
No. Okay. Men with power are the worst.
I think we're the worst.
Whoever has the power is the worst. If it switches tomorrow, let's say Cambodia comes in here tomorrow,
they're the worst.
Takes over shop, they're running everything.
Gotcha.
Then we'll be like, those damn Cambodians are the worst.
The worst.
And you will be, and I'll finally be able to say, you know what I'm saying, brother? And you'll be like, yes, I do, brother.
Back in a moment.
Yep.
You know, he would step across the line habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
You're with Brian Kilmeade. A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Another thing, I hate soccer. Otherwise known as metric football, it's a dumb sport that nobody should ever play. And if you can't tell this is an AI-generated voice, I'm not wearing a shirt right now. So what was that about?
Yeah,
that was an AI.
This interview was about to change. You set me up. You had me open about my daughter, and then the next thing.
You know I'm a soccer player.
Yeah, I know. There's literally a soccer ball in your studio.
What was that?
So Eric uploaded your voice at one point to an AI software, and you could then just put in what we want you, quote unquote, to say.
Wow.
And that's what it did. So we thought that was a nice way to tee off.
It's going to be a lot of breakups.
Tyrus thinks about Google's AI Gemini.
Oh, I don't participate. I've never used it. But I had no problem with Black George Washington. I actually kind of liked it. I had two theories on it, because if everyone is the same color on the internet, eventually you'll talk about the issues.
Okay.
So I try to look at that. With the other side of it, though, is that's some of the most racist thing I've ever seen, where you've eliminated white people from the conversation.
Right.
And the cold part was it was done by white people. It was like an inside job. Like you know what though? But that's it is with all of us. All the worst people to your cause is your people.
Right.
It's always like as soon as you start something, it's always two or three underlings that want to embezzle. We got to stop Whitey, but it's Blackie that's robbing the hell out of me while I'm doing this.
Did Pinchu, did he apologize for this? Because we thought AI was bringing us to the next level of intelligence.
No, it's not.
But is it still human beings putting
it's
crap in
there? It's ignorant to say that. There is no AI. There's just Josh and John, the tech writers down at Google, this whole thing over AI that we're racing the white people was a family issue. It was a domestic issue between
Google
Josh, what was his name? Jack Murdercrotch or Jack Rotten? He had the worst name to have. Jack is the first, and it had crotch in it. He has Jack and crotch in his last name. He hates his parents. He finally gets to his moment. He's now the guy, and he's like, so he doesn't have to relive that, because you know he got picked on at school.
Absolutely.
You can't have a name Jack with crotch in it and just slide through elementary school with no issues, especially if there's any kids like us around. So
do you think that's what happened to Anthony Weiner?
Same thing. Yeah. Oh, Anthony? Yeah. But Anthony took it the other way. He embraced it. He went with it.
He did.
Jack didn't feel that way. So Jack erased his parents. He erased any trace of any white lineage that could ever recreate that name.
So listen to this, guys. Tyrese has got this great tour. When's your next big event?
You got to check my next one. You know what? Let me start.
Because your wife books everything.
Yeah, Ingrid, my wife, books all my shows, which is awesome because we deal with a little bit of, I don't know. You know, we get, you know, it's funny. So when Arena is like, no, we don't want a Tyrus there or something like that, which we always book the next arena right next to it and then sell out, which happened. And we were going to do a show in Boston, and the woke triggered person on the phone was bringing up all her issues, and I said, hang up. Find the closest one next to him. We did Andover, which was a 1,500-seat arena, sold out, packed, standing room only.
Wow.
And then the other venue calls and goes, hey, can we get you in next month? No, I'm sorry, I'm booked.
Now, where do we go to find this out?
Go to my Twitter account. My Twitter account's the easiest way, and just click on my link tree for all the dates.
And Outkick?
And Outkick, you'll see it on the wall. And then, of course, you check out my book, Nuff Said. We got it all in there. All plugs in there. And, hey, don't forget.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.